As always, at this time of week, time to join our expert on all things Vatican, Joan Lewis.
Welcome back to our programme.
Well, here we are in the last week of the Synod, closing on the 25th, as it does. The bishops,
it began on the 4th. They've had a long spell here in Rome, haven't they?
3 weeks of African bishops and bishops and guests and experts in different subject matter from other countries.
Even some women, Joan.
Even some women, yes. At every synod, that would be kind of unusual not to have the women experts, the invited guests, and so forth, in the wisdom of the Holy Father when he composes his guest list, you know, and that when he appoints people as well. But, you know, it's very interesting. I was reflecting, just coming over here to the studio, the synod, and I thought, what I kind of hear, if you read, enough of the speeches, listen to interviews and so forth, is you hear the African bishops saying to the world, don't forget Africa, don't underestimate us. We are a young, vibrant, wonderful continent that, of course, does have its problems and wars and violence and so forth. But don't underestimate the potential of Africa. And they're saying this message to the world, this is my take on it, because you've got the church, the Pope, has not forgotten Africa. But they want to say to the larger world, don't you forget it either. And, of course, the bishops have been extraordinarily open in how they've listed the problems that face the continent. They've been obviously just as open when you talk about virtues and so forth and the potential good, the young people have come up as a topic quite a bit. Women have come up as a topic quite a bit. But, you know, I just looked at a few of the fairly recent speeches that I find very interesting. You've got, again, the concentration on the young by so many bishops. And one bishop, as a matter of fact, from Uganda said, I hesitate to pronounce some of the names for fear of terribly mispronouncing them.
I think we all hesitate.
Well, this one actually isn't too bad. It's Odama. That's similar to another name we know in our country, right? And Bishop Odama of Uganda, and he talked about the great violence done to children in his archdiocese. And he said, you know, with force, he said, the military has taken away young boys and girls to force them to become child soldiers, damaging their minds and spirits in terrible ways. And he said, young girls, of course, are abducted and used as sex slaves. And we had another bishop, I have forgotten who said this, but he was talking about the role of women in the church. And he said, the thing is, what you have to understand is a local culture, the hierarchy of, for example, in African culture, you just would not have a husband apologizing to his wife if he made an error or sinned against her or something else. He said the hierarchy just places the man, the male, and even whether he wants it or not, a bishop, in a place of superiority. And the culture just says, you simply don't bow to your inferiors, you certainly don't apologize, and so forth. So you've got this hierarchy of cultural values as well as a hierarchy of priests and or even in civil society. And but to go to the positive side, you have Archbishop Buckle of Accra, Ghana. And he said the church's focus is that Africa, again, this is the church and this is their message to the world, that Africa is a potential that is very, very rich, and therefore it must be properly guided and helped to grow. And then I thought this was a great analogy. He said, it's like you have a teenage son or daughter full of vitality, creativity, and energy. And if you don't sit with him or her to get to know the things that are worrying them, and you start challenging them about what they must do, he said, then comes a little bit of rebellion. Am I right? You know. And he said, you need to let the young man or girl know that they have a potential that you want to invest in, and I want to do so for your good and the good of society, and the child will then grow with you. Just replace this child with a country. So a number of bishops talked about the, quote, beauty of the Pope listening, the intensity with which he listened to all of the speeches. He was there in the Synod Hall when each of the fathers gave their speech. And the Synod Fathers have said they really feel the focus was on the theme of their synod, which, of course, was justice, peace, and reconciliation. Now, Africa does have a lot of challenges facing them. Apparently enough that the Pope did call this second synod in 15 years for one continent, and because the other synods we know in the 90s were called by Pope John Paul as kind of a prelude, the continental synods, to the Jubilee year 2000.
Of course, the Pope appointed some representatives from all the continents to be present.
He did.
To witness, and a lot of the Africans I spoke to mentioned this.
Well, it does make sense. And again, if you want to get this message out to people beyond the borders and boundaries of the continent of Africa, it is going to be Archbishop Wilton Gregory of Atlanta in the United States has been here, you know, for 3 weeks. And he was several years ago, of course, head of the Episcopal Conference in the United States. And so what he's going to take away, even for his own country, there can be suggestions that
are
valid.
Both ways.
Sure, exactly. Are valid for the United States or for Europe or whatever. So it can be a mutually enriching experience. And I have heard that many of the Synod Fathers have just said, though, there's too little time. 3 weeks sounds like a very long time for a meeting to you, to me, to anybody listening. But the Synod Fathers have said there's really very little time. And so much to do and very little time here together in which to do it. But
another thing one of the bishops said to me, that it's a wonderful opportunity for them to meet, to interact, because there's so
right.
many of them
sure.
in one place at the same time around the Holy Father.
Well, to get to know the officials in Rome, I mean, bishops obviously from all over the world come every 5 years on their ad limina visit, and at that time they meet curial officials and interact with them and learn and impart.
But they're all bishops from the same area.
But they're all be from the same area. So you can be from Nigeria and really not know your fellow bishops in South Africa or, you know, in Algiers or
Sudan.
Or Sudan, Uganda, exactly. And then actually Tuesday morning of this week, Cardinal Francis Arinze, who was a president delegate on duty, he read a letter from the president's delegate and the secretary general to the presidents of the Episcopal conferences of these countries, Sudan, Uganda, Chad, Democratic Republic of Congo, and the Central African Republic, calling for an end to violence in those areas. And they mentioned, all the bishops really are saying, they learned with deep sorrow of the persistent war in the dioceses of the Great Lakes region, with its consequent destruction, violence, and death of innocent people. And they are really asking all the parties concerned to do what the Vatican, what the Holy Fathers have said for years, you know, sit down, get together, dialogue. Violence just leads to further violence, but dialogue actually can help things. War simply makes everything more difficult, and you transform brothers into enemies. So that letter was sent, and seemed, from what I could gather, reading the press, that had some fairly wide attention. And now there's an interesting thing. I found it very interesting. Towards the end, the Synod Fathers are all being given by the Pontifical Council for the Pastoral Health Care, in collaboration, as a matter of fact, with the Embassy of Taiwan to the Holy See, the Republic of China. All of the prelates are being given first aid kits. And the idea with these first aid kits is because they often, you know, go out on their mission. They have their priests that go out on their mission in very, very difficult circumstances. There may not even be medical facilities near, I'm guessing maybe near where the bishops are, but not a lot of their prelates. And because of the lack of healthcare facilities, this is one of the main problems in Africa. So first aid kits with basic medical tools and necessities have been given to these bishops. Apparently, they can be used to check blood pressure and heart rate, and they're very small and compact, so they are easily portable. And the African media have enjoyed very much being here, interchanging with their fellow journalists from many other countries in the press office, just being at the Synod Hall. So
thank you very much, Joan.
We'll see you next week.
Thanks.
Post-Synod.
Yeah. Heartfelt thanks there to Joan Lewis for sharing with us her expertise.